Section 2. Trade. Supply and Demand. Supply is the quantity of a good or service available in the marketplace. Supply can affect both purchasing decisions and prices. Consumers usually want to pay as little as they can for something. Think about how many bargain stores there are and how many merchants that have sales. In general, when the supply of something is high, its price is low. For example, in Georgia, water is usually in great supply. Many people give away water for free at water fountains and restaurants. A producer's goal is to sell goods or services for more than it costs to produce them. The difference between the cost of production and the selling price of a good or service is known as profit. Producers have many strategies for increasing their profit, including controlling the supply of a good or service in the marketplace. Demand describes the quantity of a good or service consumers are willing to buy. Demand is based on three things. A consumer must 1. Need or want the good or service offered, 2. Have the ability to pay for it, and 3. Be willing to pay for it. If those conditions are in place, a consumer will probably still pay attention to the price to avoid paying more than necessary. In general, demand for an item decreases as its price increases. As the price of an item decreases, the demand for the item often increases. Supply and demand are separate concepts, but when considered together, they help us understand why goods and services have certain prices and why people are willing or unwilling to pay those prices. The price of a good or service results from an ongoing negotiation between producers and consumers based on supply and demand. The prices of goods and services are important because they help shape economic decisions. If the supply of an item is low, but buyers want it badly enough, they will pay a higher price for it. Think about the newest model of a smartphone. People are willing to pay more money to buy the newest model when it is available, even though the price may be lower next year. If sellers want to sell large quantities of an item, they are often willing to lower their price to encourage more consumers to make a purchase. Producers are challenged to maximize profit while not setting prices so high that consumers reduce their demand. Specialization and trade. Another important economic idea is specialization, or becoming an expert in one part of a larger business or market. Read the following example of specialization. Mrs. Park works at a shoe factory. In this factory, she runs a machine that sews the leather parts of the shoes together. She has done this job for a long time and is an expert at it. Because she is an expert, she has found ways to improve the machine that she uses. She has also learned skills that help her do her job faster. She knows exactly what to do if there is a problem of any kind. We can say that Mrs. Park is specialized in her work. She does not work on gathering, processing, or cutting the leather for the shoes. She does not work on manufacturing the soles of the shoes. She does not make laces. Other people do these jobs. Mrs. Park does her part of the process very well, and that helps the business run better. Because the people in Mrs. Park's shoe factory have specialized in their part of the shoemaking process, the entire company works better. The factory has a division of labor. The work is divided into different parts, and each worker can become an expert in her or his part. More shoes are made when each specialized worker finds ways to improve the process and learns how to do the job more quickly. The shoe factory is specialized too. It is not trying to make belts, purses, or other goods. The owners have focused their business on producing more quality shoes in less time for lower cost. Countries may specialize in producing certain goods, just as the people in the shoe factory were specialized. Most countries do not produce all that they consume. Instead, they focus on producing certain goods based on their resources. They then trade those goods for goods they need from other countries. Trade is the voluntary exchange of goods and services among people and countries. trade and voluntary exchange occur when buyers and sellers freely and willingly engage in market transactions. When trade is voluntary and non-fraudulent, both parties benefit and are better off after the trade than before. Goods that are sent to other countries for trade are called exports. Goods that are brought into a country for trade from other countries are called imports. Barriers to trade. While countries benefit from trade, there can be negative effects. Too much trade with other countries can cause domestic workers in their country, to lose jobs. For example, if another country produces shoes at a lower cost than Mrs. Park's company, consumers might not buy as many shoes and the company could go out of business, leaving the workers with no job. To avoid this problem, countries sometimes try to limit trade with other countries by creating economic trade barriers. The most common types of trade barriers are tariffs and quotas. A tariff is a tax on imports, and a quota limits the number of imports entering a country. Tariffs and quotas make the price of imported goods more expensive, with the goal that consumers will buy the cheaper goods made within the country. Another kind of trade barrier is an embargo. An embargo is a government order stopping trade with another country. The goal of an embargo is to force a country to change its behavior to one more acceptable to other countries. Subsidies are another kind of trade barrier. A subsidy is when the government of a country gives money to certain businesses to help them lower costs and give them an advantage over imports from other countries. For example, the United States provides subsidies to some farmers to continue to grow their products and be competitive with other countries that use cheaper labor on their farms. The final type of trade barrier is a standard. A standard is when the government sets limits and rules regarding imports and domestic goods. Should countries create trade barriers that limit trade? Some workers in certain industries may indeed be hurt by trade. For example, some U.S. clothing workers lost jobs during the past 30 years because many clothes that were once manufactured in the United States are now manufactured and imported from other countries. However, trade allows consumers in the United States to purchase clothing for a lower cost. Many believe this results in a higher standard of living for people in the United States and its trading partners. Trade and exchanging currencies. Currency is the money people use to make trade easier. People in the United States use dollars to purchase goods and services. Workers in the United States are paid in U.S. dollars. In other countries, different currencies are used. Usually, trading in another country requires using that country's currency instead of U.S. dollars. Trading with other countries, then, requires exchanging currencies. For example, a Georgia farmer may choose to sell cotton to a manufacturing company in India. The Indians use rupees as currency, but the Georgians want U.S. dollars. Somewhere along the way, rupees must be exchanged for dollars. Foreign exchange markets buy and sell international currencies. An exchange rate is the price of one nation's currency in terms of another nation's currency. Foreign exchange markets help individuals and companies by making trade around the world easier. The Indians, in this example, must sell their rupees for U.S. dollars to trade with the Georgia farmers. If you know someone who has traveled outside the United States, they probably had to exchange their U.S. dollars for a currency to purchase goods and services in the country they visited. Today, U.S. consumers often use credit cards to purchase goods and services in other countries. The bank issuing the credit card sells the Americans U.S. dollars and exchanges them electronically for local currency. This makes purchasing goods and services in other countries much easier than in the past.